Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method, The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit.
And you are listening to my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ, 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. Boy, we've got a show for you today. We've got Brian in the house. Hello there, Brian.
Hello there, Michelle. Great to be back again for another fun-filled edition of The Michelle Bond Show.
Yep, it's great to be here. We'll see what happens. We've got Durga in the house again today because, you know, she is a show's mascot. She's a great protector and destroyer. She protects us from naysayers and destroys ignorance. So she has to be here because we're giving out information. And I know last week she got a hold of a squeaky toy and wouldn't shut up. But, only for the first segment of the show. Then she was quiet the whole rest of the time. But she doesn't have a squeaky toy today, Brian, so there you go.
Oh, okay.
And hopefully she'll be quiet. Oh, gosh. I don't know what got into her last week. I've got these toys for her. She's got this big bronze bowl that I got from India, and there's all these toys in it. And she has not bothered with those toys for months on end. But for some reason, 15 minutes before the show last week, she found her hedgehog. And her hedgehog is this little stuffy that has eggs in it, and the eggs squeak. And the trick is for the dog to pull the eggs out of the hedgehog and squeak. Well, I thought for sure she would be done with it, but she wasn't. And I tried to take it away from her. And if any of you guys have any of these little dogs, you understand that when you try to take a toy away from the animal, it just irritates them more and they make more noise. So you're better off just giving it to them and let them just squeak themselves till they're tired. That's exactly what she did. So hopefully this week she'll keep quiet. Okay. Yeah, so this show, what we're doing is we're going to be talking about coming back. This is part two, coming back after a huge financial loss or devastation. I'm going to be giving you some tips on how to do that. Before we get started, though, I want to talk about something. I did create the Bond Method because I wanted to have a customized program that would enable my clients to have optimal health and wholeness and experience the law of attraction like never before and manifest abundance. I've been doing the mind, body, spirit methodologies for over 20 years, and I just absolutely love helping people. And I'm thinking about this one client who came to me, this gentleman, who had suffered from migraines all of his life. In fact, he was diagnosed with migraines back when he was 6 years old with cluster migraines. So he had been suffering from them, and he would have these migraines on an average at least once a week, and they were debilitating. Sometimes he would be laid up for 4 to 5 days. It was just crazy. And he went to the doctors and nothing worked that the doctors gave him. And the only way he could find relief was with Advil. So he was taking high doses of Advil, 5 at a time, which is not recommended, 4 days on end. And what ended up happening is it started to affect his kidneys, which it will, and his liver and digestive system. So he came to me and we needed to find a way to get him off of them. So get rid of those migraines. So I recommended a nutritional program and supplemental program along with herbal remedies. And lo and behold, it worked. And thank God it did, because now he hardly ever suffers from migraines. Maybe he'll get them once or twice a year. And we're both so happy to see that he's gotten his life back and that he really doesn't have these migraines anymore. And now if he gets them, he just takes maybe 2 Advil and that's it. And they're gone. So I just love it. That makes my day when I see things like that happening to people. That's the reason why I do this. And that's why I developed the Bond Method. I think, you know what, Brian, I think we're going to do What the Bleep here, because I want to do that before we go on talking about how to come back after a financial crisis or a huge devastational loss. So do we have the What the Bleep?
And now the Michelle Bonds What the segment.
Okay. What we're talking about today are oysters. This is the time of year when oysters are out there. It's a season. Although they do say that actually it really is never a season for oysters are available year round, but they do seem to populate more in months that have an R in them. So we're here in October and we're getting oysters. I live in the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, where they have the largest oyster farmer, Taylor Shellfish Company, in, I guess, the United States, might even be the world. I'm not sure. But so we have an abundance of oysters, and I absolutely love them. Now, some people do not. Some people do not. So it's kind of a funny thing about that. But oysters take me back. I was born and raised on the East Coast in Virginia and lived in this itty-bitty town. It's about, maybe the population was 18,000. And it was three hours away from Washington, D.C. So my parents would take us for day trips up to D.C. maybe twice a year. And when we would go in the fall time, we would always go get this huge sack of oysters from the Chesapeake Bay and bring them back. And we would have oyster roast. It was just absolutely fabulous. Dad would throw them on the grill, wet some burlap, throw that on top of them, and they would just kind of roast and steam and open. And then we would sit out on the floor of the family room and just chow down, just eating oysters. The whole family, my 2 younger brothers, I mean, we were like itty-bitty when we were doing this. So this is how I was raised with them. They were absolutely fabulous. But out here, we have such a variety. I guess the Chesapeake Bay oysters, with pollution and everything, are kind of having an issue coming back. But out here, they are making a huge comeback. The oysters are out of the Puget Sound. And the oyster farmers have gotten together to make sure that, and gotten with the government to make sure that the Puget Sound is clean and pristine so that they can raise these oysters. And there's such a variety of oysters. It's just amazing. It can be salty and briny. My favorite ones right now start with a briny, salty finish, and then they start with a salty, briny taste. Then they go to a cucumber, finishing with a sweet, almost watermelon flavor. Can you believe that an oyster has that many notes in it? It's amazing. But they are delicious, and they are good for you. They're loaded with zinc. And zinc is very important for your immune system. It can help you keep from getting colds. And I will never forget this one time. I was in the business, as they say in L.A., and I was getting ready to shoot a commercial. And 2 days before the commercial aired, I lost my voice. I started getting a sore throat, and I couldn't talk. So, of course, this would happen 2 days before I'd have to do this commercial. So I talked to one of my friends who was in the business. He was a producer, and he told me to take zinc tablets. So I can tell you what, I was sucking on those zinc tablets like there was nobody's business. And sure enough, by the day that I was supposed to do the commercial and had to speak, my voice had come back and it had cleared it out. So apparently I was deficient in zinc. Zinc is also very important for men for their prostate. If you don't have enough zinc, you are prone to prostate cancer, because what this does is it enables heavy metals to get into the prostate, cadmium being one I can think of right off the bat that is pretty prominent out there, and that causes prostate cancer. So you want to make sure both men and women are having plenty of zinc. Now, oysters are thought of as being an aphrodisiac, and the reason why is because they have an amino acid in them that increases the sex hormones. And also, the zinc, since it helps the prostate, it helps to produce testosterone, which is important for men. So it's very good. And then they have iron, potassium, calcium, magnesium, selenium, vitamin A, vitamin B12. And vitamin B12 is very important for the manufacturing of DNA. It helps to keep your nerve and blood cells happy. So it supports your adrenal functions, and it will also, because it keeps your blood cells happy, prevent a certain type of anemia. So it's very important to make sure that you have lots of vitamin B12. And it's harder as you age for your body to absorb it out of your foods. So what you need to do is make sure you're getting enough hydrochloric acid, because that will help you break down the vitamin B12 out of your foods. And vitamin B12 is mostly found in animal foods, such as the eggs, your dairy, your shellfish, those types of things. And vegan vegetarians need to supplement with that. So you can get it by eating oysters, except vegans don't eat oysters. But anyway, it's a good source of that. And oysters also have omega-3s, which are very good as well. I'm going to give you my mom's very quick recipe for her scalloped oysters. It is the simplest thing in the world, and we used to have it every holiday, and it was fabulous. You just take some oysters and put them in a little dish, one layer, pour in a little bit of half and half, just to about halfway up, dot with butter, and crumble, you're not going to believe this, organic saltine crackers on top of that, and throw it in the oven at 350 just until the oysters start to curl. And it is delicious, and it's very simple. So hopefully with the holiday season coming up, you'll try that recipe. We've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we are going to be talking about tips to help you come back after a huge financial loss or devastation. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Raven hair and ruby lips, sparks fly from.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. The Bond Method is a customized program that enables you to have optimal health and wholeness, experience the law of attraction like never before, and manifest abundance. It teaches you how to integrate your mind, body, and spirit through complementary and alternative healing modalities. For more information, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Feeling down and dirty, feeling kind of mean. Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We're talking about coming back after a huge financial loss or devastation. And I'm going to be giving you tips on how to help you start to rebound again so that you can start manifesting. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but the number one prescribed medication these days are antidepressants and sleeping aids. And the reason for this is that because people are depressed, and there has to be a reason. A lot of it has to do with this huge shift that we all have been going through. Actually, the financial recession that we've had, and then the shift that came about in 2012 when we're switching into a higher state of consciousness. And people are being shown the truth about what's going on in the world. The world is not the way it used to be, baby. Things are changing. And this can cause depression because there's an uncertainty and I'm not sure of what to do and which direction to go in. So the second thing is that they also are starting to realize and see the truth about themselves. So you can no longer identify with the things that you have lost. Like if you've lost your job, you can't identify with that. You're left in a place of going, okay, what am I going to do now? I have to find another job, maybe go into a whole different career, something like that. If you've lost your house, if you had a huge attachment to that house, that's a great loss. You can't identify with that anymore. If you've lost your car, if you've lost wealth, if you've lost clothes, if you've lost someone you love, a spouse or a parent or even a sibling or something like that, or a child, that's huge. And there has been a lot of shifts going on and a lot of this going on. And so you can't identify with the way that life used to be. And this causes depression and anxiety. And you also start to come to a place where you realize that you're not in control. You have no control over what the banks, the government, the economy, and the healthcare system is going to do. You can't depend on that job, that corporate job that you thought you could. Gone are the days where you could go work for a corporation all of your career and retire with a nice retirement. It just doesn't happen like that. So people are feeling helpless and kind of out of control. And that also causes depression. And you start to feel powerless. And when you start to feel powerless, then you begin to feel that way you fall into a sense of victimization. I've done that. When I went through my loss, and it's natural. When I went through my loss, I blamed everybody else. I blamed the banks. I blamed the government. I blamed the economy. And the thing of it is every time you're pointing the finger at somebody else, there's four pointing back at you. And so what I did is I realized I couldn't do anything about that I had to get over it and look forward and concentrate on the things that I can change. And what's that serenity prayer, the 12-step method? God, give me the wisdom to change the things I can and to know the difference, something like that. I did a horrible job of quoting that. But if you It's okay to feel victimized for a little bit. Go ahead, scream and holler, flail yourself around, cry, and just get it out of your system. And if you need to, journal. Just journal, journal, journal. Get it out of your system, but throw the journal away. Do not go back and read it because it'll just keep bringing you down. So these feelings, we have to get them out. But otherwise, if we keep becoming depressed and let them eat at us, then this just feeds the symptom of victimization. So actually, depression is a symptom of victimization. And so that's why they're the number one prescribed medication in the United States right now. We have got to stop blaming other people, everyone else, for your situation. You have to take the responsibility for yourself and realize that all of this is just an illusion. None of it's real. Anything that can be lost like that, that you have no control over, is not real. And you have to reconnect and realize where your treasure chest comes from. Where does your abundance come from? And it comes from you, yourself, your higher power, your I Am presence that we've been talking about. And what this is an opportunity for you to realize that if you have a lot of attachment to these things that you have lost, then it's going to be devastating. But if you can step aside, step out of it, detach yourself from it, and realize that that's not real, that's an illusion, none of that's important, that you have yourself to depend on to move forward, your higher power, then you can become enlightened. That is one of the steps of enlightenment. And I would recommend you get the book by Eckhart Tolle. Darn it, now I forgot the name of it. Self-Aware Universe, I believe is the name of it. I'll get, during the break, I'll check that book. Anyway, read the last two chapters. He talks about this, about how we go through this loss, and you can either go into victimization or you can turn it around and make something out of it and become enlightened and realize really where your higher power is, where your treasure chest comes from, and it can empower you. Then you feel empowered instead of powerless, and you're given the opportunity to reclaim your power, reacquaint yourself with yourself, your I Am presence, which is the only real power. And it's unaffected by things in the outer world. And we have got Sharon from Texas on the line. Sharon, do you have a question? Hello.
Hi, I do, actually. It's a great topic that you're talking about, because I've had issues with that. So it's been very helpful for me. I was wondering, I'm kind of in a holding pattern. I was just wondering... I'm just kind of stuck. I keep, making or taking actions. Nothing's coming through right now. I was just wondering if you had any comments, about that kind of a situation.
Yeah. And in fact, I did the same exact thing. I did a lot of action, And it was based, I don't know if this is where your action is coming from, but mine was based out of fear because I listening to other people, not to myself.
Right.
So, yeah. And so you're doing what you think you're supposed to be doing, right?
Right.
In order to change things around. So what I would suggest is you just stop trying to do work so hard and just constantly spinning your wheels and take that time and reconnect with yourself. I'm going to be talking about how to do that during the program, but reconnect with yourself and listen to yourself. Get the voice from yourself to tell you what to do. Ask the question, how should I go about getting myself out of here? Out of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
What should I do? What path should I take? And wait for that answer to come. And when that answer comes, go forward. And you're being guided. The reason why things aren't working out for you is because you're trying certain things and they're not working. It's because you're being guided. you're being led to where your path is supposed to take you. So look at it like that and don't become discouraged. You just have to keep putting one foot in front of the other one every day, asking the question, what is the meaning of this? What is my purpose? What direction should I be going? Does that help?
Okay, excellent. Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Sharon. I'm going to talk more about how to get yourself in the right mindset and how to reconnect with your higher power during the rest of the show. Okay.
Okay.
So thank you, Sharon, for calling. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think what we're going to do here is we're going to take another quick break, because I don't want to start into one of these and then have to stop right into the middle of it. So this is a perfect time to break. To stay tuned, you're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ 1230 Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. The Bond Method is a customized program that enables you to have optimal health and wholeness, experience the law of attraction like never before, and manifest abundance. It teaches you how to integrate your mind, body, and spirit through complementary and alternative healing modalities. For more information, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Thank you, Brian, for that song. That's just perfect.
Thank you. You're welcome anytime, Michelle. You know it.
Yeah, baby. Getting energy up a little bit before we go into this. Well, one of the most important tips for helping you to recover from financial loss or any huge loss or devastation is you've got to get your energy vibration up again. You cannot manifest anything if your energy is down. And that is not easy to do. I can tell you that right now. Because when you go through something like this, you feel like crap. You don't feel good. And because that's where your attention is, that's what you start seeing happening around you. And you lose one thing, and then something else. You lose something else, and then something else happens, and it just is a downward spiral. And the people who, and I'm not going to tell you to think positively because that's not going to help you. And I remember when I was going through this, some well-meaning friends came to me and they said, well, you just have to think positively. Well, what I wanted to do was smack them upside the head because that's not where I was at. And I had spent years thinking positively. And when I was doing that, I was losing all this stuff. So that was not the answer. I knew that was not the answer. People who can go through these devastations, these financial issues, or any kind of loss, actually, and not get all caught up in it, are ones who have stepped out and they outside of themselves, and they know that that's the outer, that that is not real. But until we get to that point, we are human, and we're going to feel like crap, and we're going to think that this is never going to change, and it's always going to be this way. And guess what? It's not. So what do? You got to get your energy up. And so what you do to do this is, first of all, you have to stop listening to the news. It is full of nothing but death and destruction and bad news. You're always hearing about the budget not being balanced with the government, the economy issues, and all this kind of thing. You got to stop watching that stuff. And you got to stop reading magazines that report that stuff, newspapers that report that stuff, and watching news on the internet. All that stuff got to stop, because what that does is that brings your vibration down. You've also got to stop watching negative TV shows, ones with gossip. There's a lot of TV shows out there with gossip. You got to stop watching that. A lot of drama. Got to stop watching everybody else's drama. And even contest shows, because they pit all these people against each other, hoping one person's going to win, and that can create a lot of drama and unease. So you need to raise your energy level by not watching these things, because when you watch these things, then you start focusing in on them, and guess what? Start to manifest that in your life. So instead, you need to watch shows that are uplifting about people who have achieved greatness, overcome obstacles, and have made and turned their lives around. You know, like Oprah Winfrey's Masterclass. That's a real good one to watch. And these shows will inspire you and give you hope. And you might even learn something. So watch stuff like that. Also, read the classics, like Shakespeare, Emerson. Some of those. Get your head out of it. Just try to get your energy level raised up so you're not depressed. You're not running around talking about all your problems. That's the other thing. Don't talk about your problems. Just don't talk to other people about them. To your friends. Don't go doing that because you're just putting more energy into it. And don't you all have that friend who you've talk to them a year and then 1 year, and then you talk to them a year later and they're still at the same place, still have the same issues, the same problems? That's why. You got to avoid this. Watch comedy. Start to laugh again and avoid negative people and people who only want to talk about their problems. They're just going to bring you down. You've got to get your feelings out, like I said. Go ahead, get them out, journal something healthy that way. If you have money to see a therapist, you can go see a therapist. But usually when you're going through something like this, you don't have the money to see a therapist. So you've got to find a positive way of getting these things out. Like I said, journal, throw it away. Don't look at it. Okay? We don't want to stay in this state. We're just trying to get this out so we can move on. Then start to surround yourself with happy, lot of people. And when you do, don't talk about your troubles. Okay? All right. And find something that you really like to do and start doing it. So all of these will help you raise your level of energy. Then number two, you've got to not criticize, condemn, complain, judge, gossip. Again, do not criticize, condemn, complain, judge, or gossip. All those are negative energies that bring you down. And it's not easy to do. And once you try not to do this, you're going to realize how much you do it. And it's going to surprise you. So try doing it for maybe a day or two. Or an hour, or for 10 minutes a day, if that's too much. Until eventually you catch yourself and you're doing it all the time. You do not criticize, condemn, complain, judge, or gossip. And the reason why is because it is the law of attraction. What you send out there, you're going to bring back to yourself. When you criticize somebody, guess what? Not only are you hurting the person you're criticizing, but you're hurting yourself, because that's going to come right back to you. And that's not going to raise your energy level. It's not going to help you manifest anything. What you can do is can forgive. It's hard to do. I know it's hard to do. But you have to. Because if you don't forgive, you're harboring those negative energies. And it hurts you worse than it hurts the person that wronged you. So you don't want to do that either. Then you need to develop a sense of gratitude. This will also help to increase your energy level. And I know that when you've gone through a horrible loss, it's really hard to think about anything that you're grateful for. Well, the first thing you can be grateful for is that you have this heart that is beating, that has given you your life, that comes from your I Am presence. Your I Am presence is above you and in your heart. So thank your I Am presence for your heart that's beating, that gives you this life, that gives you another chance for enlightenment in this lifetime. That's the reason why you're put on this earth, is to become enlightened. So if you can't think of anything else to be grateful for, just be grateful for that. And then I'm sure you'll think of other things. But gratitude is huge. And you might want, before you go to bed at night, think about during the day things you were grateful for. Even if it's a teeny, it's bitty thing. You know, like you're grateful that you had apple that tasted crisp. I mean, just find little things if you can't find anything. So that will raise your energy level. Then make a plan for yourself. Think about what you want your life to look like and focus in on that. Because again, what you manifest, what you put your attention on, is what you're going to attract into your life. So if all you see in your life is all the things that you've lost and all the devastation that's going on right now, you're just going to attract more of that. So start to think and ask your I Am presence, if you have no clue, what is my purpose? What, you know, how can, where am I supposed to be? And you'll be guided. Listen, step back and listen to it, because it will tell you if you allow it to. And think about little things, like maybe you want to have a nice wardrobe or something. Well, start envisioning that. Start thinking about your plan for that. Or if you want a house, start thinking about how you can do that and your goal, and envision the house, picture the house, have fun, create whatever you want. You can go through magazines and tear out the pictures and put them up for stuff that you want to do. And that will help raise your energy level and keep your mind focused off of the loss. Keep your mind focused on what you want to manifest in your life. Keep the attention there and it'll come. You also, because you're going to be going through a lot of stress and your cortisol is going to go up. It's just natural. And you're going to gain weight. You've got to make sure you're eating properly. Nutrition is very important for keeping your energy at this time going. Now, when I went through my divorce, I thought I was eating properly, but I wasn't. I had all the stress from the divorce. I had all the stress from losing my vocation. I had all the stress from losing my finances, all the stress from losing my house. And I thought I was eating right, but I wasn't. And I got sick. Well, losses kept coming, and they kept coming for 6 years. But during that period of time, I learned what I was doing wrong. I learned how to eat right. I became a nutritional consultant, and I started eating right. And I had more stress, actually, in the last 3 years than I had. I thought I had a lot of stress when I went through my divorce. That was nothing compared to what I went through the last 3 years prior to coming out of all this stuff. I didn't get sick because I was eating right. So nutrition is very, very, very important. You've got to take care of yourself. Exercise. Even if all you do is go for a walk, get out of the house and walk. Exercise. Do something. And you've got to take care of yourself during this time so you can keep your energy up. And then you have got to reconnect with your I Am presence. You've got to have some type of spiritual program because your I Am presence is your treasure chest. That is where all your abundance comes from. Okay? It doesn't come from the outer world. It doesn't come from the government. It doesn't come from corporations. It doesn't come from the banks. It doesn't come from anybody. It comes from your higher self, your Godhead, your I Am presence. And once you realize that, then you realize it doesn't matter what the heck goes on in the outer world. You're not going to be affected by it. You will not be affected by it. You will still maintain your abundance. Because, look, during the whole depression that or recession that we went through, there were people who still had money. Yes, there were a lot of crooks who still had money because they were ripping the people off. You know, that's how they got the money. But not everybody was a crook. A lot of people still had money. And so what were they doing? They were not affected. I have a feeling 9 times out of 10, and the I Am discourses talk about it. They knew where their treasure chest came from. They're not talking about it all the time. But Oprah, Tony Robbins, a lot of those guys talk about, especially Oprah. I don't know if you've ever seen her documentary about her, but she has a little room where she goes every morning and she reconnects with her I Am presence, her higher power. I don't know if she calls it her I Am presence, but that's who she's reconnecting. And she asks them, ask that person or that being every day, what can she do? What do you want me to do? Work through me. What do you want me to do today? And that is your treasure chest. Listen, take time to set aside, to sit down, stop doing, listen, reconnect with your higher power. We're going to talk about more about that when we come back from our break. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Waking to a New Reality.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy.
Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together and visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge, empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Yep, shine bright like a diamond. Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show. Everybody is a diamond, and we're talking about how to bounce back after a huge financial loss or any kind of loss or a huge devastation. I'm just giving you five tips. And I have to tell you that I was not able to reverse my losses until I reconnected with my higher power. That is key. That is number one. No matter what you do, that's why I say going around doing positive affirmations all the time and visualizing all the time alone is not going to change a thing. It's not going to. You have to have the power from your higher power. Realize that's where all your good comes from. Your I am presence is the only presence acting here, and that is the only presence that will bring you what you desire. And people who have a lot have realized that in one way or another, they live a life in harmony. Otherwise, they become susceptible to the outer, what the human condition is going to do, stuff you have no control over, and you can lose it. But if you stay connected to your higher power, it will reverse whatever's going on in your life. Take your attention to your I am presence. Then, after you've reconnected, then you learn how to redirect that energy. Then you can learn how to ask for what you want in a way that you will get results. But the number one, which I did number as number five, which is actually number one, is reconnect with your higher power. Then when you do that, you will be able to raise your energy level. And when your energy level is raised, then you can start attracting the good into your life. So negativity, financial loss, criticism, condemnation, complaining, hate, anger, all these things, sadness, all these things, victimization, all these things are on a lower level of energy. And when you're all wallowing in that, there's no way you're going to be able to manifest the good things in your life. Okay, so I'm going to do a quote. This is time for philosophy tip of the day, Brian.
Michelle Bond's philosophy tip of the day.
Thank you so much for that. All right, this is something I'm going to quote again from the I Am Discourses because I think it's very apropos to what we're talking about. And the great divine director says, therefore, I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, in your activity with the outer world, if somebody has wronged you, please do not let yourselves become angry or feel vicious toward that one, because then you are harming yourselves. They cannot harm you. Suppose one swept away from you all the money you had. Do you think for one moment that can interfere with your great life acting to again produce more? If you hold your feelings harmonious and pour forth kindness and blessing to that unfortunate individual, the one depriving you temporarily is the one who is most unfortunate, not you. And this happened to me. When I was going through all this loss, lo and behold, I made a really not very smart financial decision to invest, to give somebody a lot of money, okay, for a project that they were doing. And I wasn't the only one. There's quite a few of us who invested in this scheme, and that's exactly what it turned out to be, was a scheme. And I lost a lot of money. I don't know if I'm ever going to recoup it because the guy stole our money and ran. But anyway, I did do the blame game thing, you know. Of course I was mad at him, you know. Who wouldn't be? But I've learned to let it go because it doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter. He's got his life is, you know, what you put out is what you get back. And so if he's putting that out there, his life must be absolutely freaking miserable, you know. So I just forgave him. I forgave him. And it's fine. Then the other thing is with the financial situation, the great divine director says, in the experience of the depression a few short years ago, what a release would have come to mankind and how those within the next 5 years following would have restored all their loss if they had known this I am presence and how to call it into action. There you go. I don't have to tell you. The great divine director just did. Reconnecting with your I am presence and calling it into action, because this same power and intelligence is there in the individual, which was there before the so-called loss took place. So you haven't really changed. You're still the same individual. They can't take away your education. They can't take away your experience. They can't take away your knowledge. You're the same person that you were before the loss. You're going to be different because it changes you, but you're going to be open up to finally realizing what's real in life, what's really important. This is a step to enlightenment, and that's the reason why we're here. If you and mankind will understand these laws and utilize them, there is not a thing acting in this world which can harm or deprive you. That is why I say today, according to the great cosmic law, there is no one in the world who has wealth who is sure of sustaining it without the knowledge of this presence, because the very forces of human destructive creation are pounding at these individuals who try and deprive them. Every one of mankind who will hold himself or herself harmonious, accept the I am presence as the treasure house, refuse to be agitated or disturbed by the appearances of the outer world, will find his or her own individual world supplied abundantly with every good thing. It works, people. I've done it. And if I can do it, you can do it. Okay? So I'm going to give you an affirmation here that will help you reconnect with your I am presence, okay? And just think about that and bring that into your awareness. It says, I am the only intelligence and presence acting. I am the only intelligence and presence acting. So anytime you feel yourself starting to slip or getting depressed, say that. I am the only intelligence and presence acting. I do accept the full activity of my mighty I am presence. I do accept the full activity of my mighty I am presence. So that'll help you get out of it. You all are diamonds. Everybody is a diamond. And I love this quote from Nelson Mandela. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are we not to be? You are a child of God. Actually, you're God in full form. You're playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. There you go. You all are diamonds. Don't doubt yourself. So don't be afraid. Fear is false evidence appearing real. There is nothing to fear. You have your I Am presence. Go forth into the world. Shine. Be as bright as you can, like a diamond in the sky. I want to thank you all for listening. You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. For more information or to contact me, you can go to themichellebondshow.com or you can call me 425-412-0202. 425-412-0202. God bless you all and have a very prosperous week. We'll see you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenge. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. The Bond Method is a customized program that enables you to have optimal health and wholeness, experience the law of attraction like never before, and manifest abundance. It teaches you how to integrate your mind, body, and spirit through complementary and alternative healing modalities. For more information, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
transformationtalkradio.com.